Welcome to the In Touch podcast with Charles Stanley for Friday, September 29th. When choosing what to do, there are only two alternatives: our path or God's path. An example from the life of Moses reminds us that God's way is always the best way.
Whenever you and I face a challenge in life, we always respond in one of two ways, and that is either our way or God's way. Now, most of us know that doing things God's way is always best. But in spite of that, sometimes we don't always choose to do it that way. Somehow we have the idea that in spite of the fact that we know that God is absolutely omniscient and knows what is best, the fact that He has a will and a purpose and a plan for our life, that He loves us unconditionally, and He would only do what's best for us, we still choose to do things our way rather than God's way. Well, that's what I want to talk about in this message entitled, God's Way is the Best Way. And sometimes these wonderful principles of Scripture are best declared by illustrating them in somebody's life. So I want you to turn, if you will, to the book of Exodus, and I want you to turn to the second chapter. And in the book of Exodus, of course, we find the life of Moses, who stands above all the other characters in the Old Testament. 699 verses in the Old Testament have his name in it, 79 verses in the New Testament. And here is a man whose life is certainly characterized by both success and failure. And throughout the Scriptures, you find those who refuse to do it God's way and the kind of trouble they caused and experienced, those who did it God's way. So the whole purpose of this message is simply this, and that is to take the life of Moses and simply say, here's the way it happens when you do it your way. This is the way it happens when you do it God's way. And I think when you and I weigh the two, we will come away knowing in our heart it's always the wisest, always the best, always the most profitable to do things God's way. If you'll turn to the second chapter in the 11th verse, it came about in those days when Moses had grown up that he went out to his brethren and looked on their hard labors. And he saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his brethren. So he looked this way and that. And when he saw that there was no one around, he struck down the Egyptian and hit him in the sand. And he went out the next day, and behold, two Hebrews were fighting with each other. And he said to the offender, why are you striking your companion? But he said, who made you a prince or a judge over us? Are you intending to kill me as you killed the Egyptian? Then Moses was afraid and said, surely the matter has become known. When Pharaoh heard of this matter, he tried to kill Moses. But Moses fled from the presence of Pharaoh and settled in the land of Midian, and he sat down by a well. Here is a perfect example of doing it my way. And then there's the wonderful, awesome example of doing it God's way. And what I'd like for us to see here, and I want you to get your notes out, because if you'll just jot down some of these things, the next time you face a challenge in your life, no matter what the challenge may be, some big decision you have to make, something going on either in your family or your business, among your friends, or your health, a thousand things that we have to face continually over and over and over again, and it's so easy to do it the way we just sort of naturally think.